As many of us sit down to our gluttonous giblets of gratitude this week, it's doubtful that most will be casting a sad eye in the direction of the Hostess Corporation and its texture-challenging Twinkies. The novelty snack has, after all, seen its share of controversy over the years, from its shift from using real banana cream as filling following a banana shortage in World War II to the rancorous Twinkie defense employed by a murderous Dan White in 1979 after he'd killed San Francisco leaders George Moscone and Harvey Milk. The Twinkie defines a decline in American food consumption from which we have yet to fully recover. So last week's very public rift between a baker's union and Hostess rings somewhat hollow, especially when you consider that the company itself has never fully recovered from a 2004 bankruptcy. Even against the stark realities of 300% pay increases for Hostess executives, while the company carries nearly $1 billion in debt, the company decided to cast this story as a bullying exercise with union members as empire-felling antagonists. Never mind that the company's workforce had already endured pay cuts and even contributed money toward the rescue of Hostess. People should just be glad they have jobs, right? Well, wrong. In the same way it's wrong to say that you should just be happy you have food, like terrible Papa John's pizza and heart-clogging Denny's Moons Over Miami, at the expense of the rights of the people who make that food. All this CEO saber-rattling against the second Obama administration. This blanketing chorus of, oh, the poor CEO making tough decisions is just sore losing. A little gratitude and less greed is in order. Hold the gravy.